From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A hotly contested issue this campaign season, immigration, is the subject of a federal appeals court hearing today. Specifically, it involves Arizona's immigration law. Arizona's Governor, Republican Jan Brewer, is appealing a lower court ruling that put parts of the law on hold. KQED's Mina Kim is outside the courthouse where Brewer recently spoke.
Jan Brewer said she was pleased with how the oral arguments went. She said she felt like the judges understood the hardships the state was facing. She also reiterated that the federal government just hasn't done enough to be able to address the problems that Arizona is facing.
KQED's Mina Kim reporting outside of the federal courthouse in San Francisco. Incumbent Democrats are fighting an uphill battle this year as they campaign for re-election. But as Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports, freshman Democrats in some districts are finding an even greater challenge.
In Northern Colorado's 4th Congressional District, freshman Democrat Betsy Markey is locked in a neck-and-neck race against her Republican challenger, Cory Gardner. When she won her seat in 2008, it was the first time a Democrat controlled the district in three decades. Now Markey's fighting to maintain that seat, but she's finding resistance from voters because she supported the stimulus package and health care overhaul. This midterm election marks the most expensive in the district's history. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Greeley, Colorado.
More security measures are being rolled out globally after two explosives originating in Yemen and bound for the U.S. were found in Dubai and north of London last week. Germany is extending its ban on cargo from Yemen to passenger flights now. And from London, Larry Miller reports the British Home Secretary has also set out a number of new security precautions.
Home Secretary Theresa May told Parliament unaccompanied cargo from both Yemen and Somalia is being banned. Passengers will not be allowed to hand carry on board print toner cartridges larger than 500 grams. The shipment of toner cartridges will only be permitted from known suppliers. Airport security is receiving updated guidance on what to look for. May says nothing can be taken for granted.
At this stage, we have no information to suggest that another attack of a similar nature by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is imminent. But this organization is very active.
60% of air cargo arrives in the UK on passenger flights. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Consumer spending in the U.S. is up, but not as much as analysts had hoped. Commerce Department reports spending rose by a smaller than expected 0.2% in September, and incomes fell after they rose in August. We're seeing a mixed picture on Wall Street right now. At last check, the Dow was down 5 points at 11,114. NASDAQ is also off 4 at 2503. From Washington, this is NPR News. Heavy downpours could add to a desperate situation in Haiti, where more than a million people are still living in camps established after January's earthquake. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Tomas to turn northward within days toward the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says the storm may weaken before it regains strength around midweek. As of this morning, Tomas had top sustained winds near 50 miles per hour. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's corruption trial is underway in Austin. Opening arguments started today. He is accused of money laundering and attempted money laundering. Charges DeLay flatly denies. If convicted, though, he could get up to life in prison. Scary movies were favorites for moviegoers in the United States and in Canada over the Halloween weekend. NPR's Trina Williams takes a look at the numbers.
The last piece of the puzzle is you.
Saw 3D was the top draw at the box office. It's the seventh and supposedly final entry in the horror series and opened with an estimated $24.2 million. That's not as stellar as some of the earlier features in the franchise, but good enough to beat the weekend competition. Moviegoers also were keen on Paranormal Activity 2. It was down a spot to second place. Red held steady at number three, while Jackass 3D fell to fourth and Hereafter slipped to fifth place. Overall, the box office continued to struggle. Hollywood.com finds ticket sales down about 3% compared to last year. Trina Williams, NPR News.
U.S. stocks starting to slip. Dow's down 7 at 11,111. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.